A Supreme Court case could turn the internet upside down. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Much of the social media ecosystem, love it or hate it, has been made possible by a federal law from 1996, the Communications Decency Act, and specifically Section 230 of that law. It shields online publishers, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, from liability for much of the stuff that gets posted on their platforms. This week, the Supreme Court announced it will hear some challenges to that law. One of the cases, Ronaldo Gonzalez versus Google, questions whether Section 230 protects platforms that use algorithms to recommend content to users. Eric Goldman is a law professor at Santa Clara University School of Law. He says there are a few ways the decision could go.
Algorithmic recommendations is like a fancy way of saying that the services are prioritizing and curating content for their audience. The way that the plaintiffs have framed the Gonzalez versus Google case invites the court to potentially do one of three things. They could say that algorithmic recommendations are just like the other kinds of services that the online social media providers or other publishers provide, and therefore it's covered by Section 230. It also invites the court to say none of that is covered by Section 230. Or the third situation, they could say some of the things that the social media services do qualify for Section 230, but algorithmic recommendations don't.
And what is at stake here? How could a ruling change how we interact with the internet?
One possibility is that the Supreme Court will say any recommendations that are done by a social media services drop out of Section 230. Then it would say that services can host content without fear and liability for what the users are saying, but they can't promote or curate that content. And the internet would look a lot like a Google Drive or a Dropbox at that point. Someone who wants to share content online can upload it, and then the services stop. And at that point, individuals are responsible for trying to find their own audience.
And what could that mean for the business of tech companies? I mean, so many have really relied on algorithmic recommendations for their business model.
I think what's likely to happen if the Supreme Court circumscribes Section 230 is that some of the businesses will migrate towards more professionally produced content. Instead of allowing users to talk to each other, the services will pick a small number of voices, they will pay them to create the content, and then they'll share that with their audience. And the most likely way we'll pay for it is with paywalls. And that will exacerbate the digital divides that already exist.
Eric Goldman, law professor at Santa Clara University School of Law. And now for some related links. Eric Goldman follows the hundreds of cases that involve Section 230 in some way. We'll link to his blog at our website, marketplacetech.org. Now, I said the Supreme Court is considering multiple challenges to Section 230. Another case, Twitter versus Tamine, questions whether online platforms should be held responsible for not detecting and preventing terrorist groups from using their services. Twitter is appealing a Ninth Circuit Court decision that said it should be held liable. We've linked to a summary from SCOTUS blog on that case. Professor Goldman pointed out that Section 230 protections already exclude material related to criminal federal investigations, which presumably could include terrorism. Jesus Alvarado and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.